now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I'm your host. I am your host for this very special program. Now, what do I do here? I teach you how to deal with stress. That is what I have specialized in for 20 years now. And I know what I'm talking about. And what I would like to do is to get you thinking along these lines so that you can perhaps control of the stress in your own life. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we humans have a soul. And when our soul, see, I'm going to have to talk in religious terms a little bit here. I know some people don't like it, but some do. But maybe the ones of you who don't like it, maybe when you hear the way I talk about it, it'll be helpful to you. Because I don't use all the jargon and slogans and pressure. See, I don't even have an organization to belong to. I don't have a church or, see, something to belong to. In fact, I offer what I have here. I offer it to you. And if I don't hear from you, well, so be it. Hopefully you will have benefited from it. Now let's, I need to use religious terms a little bit, but then sometimes I use non-religious terms. I'll do the best I can just to put it in plain and simple English so that anybody that has an ear to hear can understand. Now, you see, we have a soul, and so therefore, what is it that's stable? What is it that's good for our soul? Well, what is good for our soul is to have faith. To have faith, whatever that is to have faith and to have love. To have a confidence and hope based upon a real faith. And to have love, to feel love, to receive love, and to give love. Is that not a wonderful thing? It is indeed. Now, when we were little children, we were very close to that, very close to it. We had not yet been corrupted by the world, and we had not yet hated, and we had not yet had our hopes, we had not yet been corrupted. And so when we were little children, we loved what was good and what was true. And we loved our parents and our grandpa and grandma, and we loved our puppy and we loved our doll. We had a lot of love. We had a lot of love. And we had trust. See? And we had faith. And we had hope. Every day we jumped from bed with joy. Joy to rush about and discover many things and to explore. And we looked forward to things. We looked forward to Christmas, to all kinds of things, see? And we looked forward in life. We knew, you know, the boys knew that they would be a hero and they would rescue people and do noble things. And young ladies knew that they would meet a nice gentleman and get married and live happily ever after and have children, see? Well, but what happened? Well, slowly but surely, we began to fall away from that. Now, when we were little children, what we had a kind of a naive faith. See, the ultimate faith is some kind of an inner bond, is some kind of an inner rapport. It's finding that an inner rapport and an inner bond with our Creator. See? And having a bond and a trust in Him that is unshakable. See? And receiving His love. And see, so that's the beautiful part about the fact that we all mess up. That's right, we go out in the world and people are cruel to us. They steal our lunch money and they push us around and beat us up, and people are phony and they take advantage and they abuse us and use us. So we become full of hate and we hate people and we try to get even and we get revenge. We have mean thoughts. We become very mean and hateful people. But one day we come back to God and we give all that up and we receive His love. All is forgiven. See, it's the most beautiful thing. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website,
commonsensecounseling.org. Click on streaming audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Well, here I am again. Now, I was talking about faith and about love, and I said when we were little children, we had a primitive faith, a naive or a primitive faith. It was in people, see, and we knew there was God, and we knew there was good, see, which to us might have been the goodness of our puppy, or the goodness of our doll, the goodness of our dad and our mom, the goodness of Santa Claus, the goodness of some respected people in, you know, that we knew in the neighborhood. We loved them and we trusted them and we believed in them. See, well, it was kind of primitive because we were trusting in people that had feet of clay and we had not yet been, our faith had not yet been tried. See, it had not yet been tested. And we had love. We had a lot of love for people. See, but our love, but it was kind of a primitive love because it had not yet been tested. See? Well, lo and behold, see, before you know it, people were cruel to us. They talked behind our back. They said mean things about us. They teased us, see, and they lied to us. And then later on, yes, there were gangs and there were cruelty and there were teachers that were unfair and there were people that hated us and we hated them back. And then our mom, see, may have yelled at us and screamed at us and our father disappointed us and he wasn't there for us and maybe our parents were divorced and we went out. And we looked for love, and then boyfriends abused us and took advantage. And, well, before you know it, we may have tried to comfort ourselves, see, to take away the pain. See, as we became more hateful, and as one by one our hopes were taken away, well, then we turned to drugs and marijuana and things like that and alcohol, see? And the more hateful we became, we hated other people, and then we hated ourselves, see? And our hopes were dashed. And we may have compensated. Some people compensate. They said, I'll prove to them, I'll get even with them, I'll show them, I'll get degrees, and I'll have money and power and a big car, and I'll throw it in their face. You know, that sort of thing. Well, the long and the short of it is that our primitive faith was tested, and it proves that we didn't really have faith in the first place. We had something that passes for faith, and it held us in good stead when we were little children. And it was innocent in its own way. And we had some sort of love, a childish love, but it sort of went away too. You know, it isn't, I'm trying to think now, what is it that has its own little food? Well, like the seeds. Have you ever noticed that when you have a seed, you have a nut or some kind of a seed, that there's the little tiny germ of the plant inside surrounded by some food? See, most of what is the seed is the food that the little germ of the plant will eat, see, until its roots are out and it can begin to absorb food and nutrition from outside, from the ground, and then it can put its leaves up in the air and then, you know, get sunlight. You see what I mean? So I think when we're little children, we're given a little stock of faith and a little stock of love, and it's a beautiful thing, and it holds us in good stead for a while. But then it's tested, see? All right, now, where am I going? Can you see how all of these things that happen to us, how their stresses, that how our love is stressed when people are cruel and mean and hateful and do bad things to us and say mean things about us and disappoint us and reject us and lie to us and deceive us? Well, you see how we hate them? Our love is tested and it's found wanting. We hate them, see? And how about our faith? See, when we're little children, we have faith in what is good and true. And we know about virtue. And we know we're to be honest, honest, brave, and kind. You know, like the Boy Scout motto. Honest, fair, brave, kind. We know about that. But then, when people are cruel to us, then we hate them and so on. We're tempted to cheat them back. They steal from us, we're tempted to steal from them. And then we're tempted with selfish advantage. We could do the right thing, but we could also do something that's to our advantage. And so we do what's to our advantage. So we throw principle aside. See? So we're tested. Our faith is tested. Our love is tested. Our love of what is good is tested. See? So those are all stresses. Those are all stresses. And we fail. And we become hateful. Then some of us, well, we just spend the rest of our life drinking and drugging and partying and wallowing and digging deeper into sensuality and materialism. And some of us find substitutes. Some of us find false religion. We find a fairy tale kind of a religion, or a false spirituality, or, you know, and we talk about peace and love and we sing songs, and you see what I mean? Well, but then some of us, we keep searching for the real thing. See, we have questions. We want answers. But everywhere we turn, everybody seems to have feet of clay. Everybody seems to not have, or they don't have the answer. They pretend to have it, but they don't. For a while we think our teachers do, and then we think our college professors do, and then we think experts do. And every step of the way we find out that they have feet of clay, and we find out they don't have the answers. So ultimately, some of us cry out, and then we begin to see, the truth begins to dawn upon us. And when it does, it's the most beautiful and the most wonderful time. The truth begins to dawn, and we begin to see. And that is the beginning of a process called salvation in Christian terms. See? Now, here's the beautiful part. I'm going to share with you something very, very, very beautiful. How do we know that there is such a thing as good? See? Let's not say God for the moment. Let's just say good. How do we know that there is such a thing as good? It is because when we err, when we do bad things, we feel bad. In other words, something is making us aware that we did something that wasn't right or something that wasn't true. See? How do you know when somebody's there and they're kind of lying to you and you sense that they're lying, you can't put your finger on it, but something's not right about what they say? How do you know that? See, when you listen to me, how do you know that what I'm saying is, how do you know that what I'm saying is kind of, is true? How do you know? It's right. You sense that it's right. How, what is it in you that senses that? And when you do something mean, when you lie to somebody, when you pass by them and pretend you don't know them, when you turn your back upon them, when you secretly hate them, see? Then afterwards you feel bad, or you say something mean to them, then you feel bad. What is this making you feel bad? Well, what is making you feel bad is the light, the light of truth from God. The light shines, and it shines upon what you did, and in its light you see that you erred. See? You see that you erred. Now, a lot of people hate that light. They hate it. See? But at a certain point, those of us who are destined for salvation, it makes us feel bad. We see that we erred, and we're sorry. We're ashamed. We have a quiet sorrow when we see that we hated our mom or dad, or that we were cruel to our child, or that we abandoned our child to the cruel school system or whatever. We feel bad, and what that means is that we are responding. We're responding to God's inner light. I'll be right back. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. Have you been able to follow me? When you become quietly aware, when you somehow sense that you erred, it is God's inner light makes you aware that you erred. And when you feel bad about what you see about yourself, in other words, when you quietly admit that you were wrong, let's say you screamed at your child, then later you walk by the child's room and you see your child sitting there with a little tear in her eye, and you remember when you were a child, and you see how cruel the world is, and see, and you also see that, you know, your little child depends upon you and looks to you, see, and you feel bad. When you feel bad, if you just quietly feel bad, then that's God's inner light making you aware that you did something wrong. Now, it's actually God's goodness. See, in the goodness of God's inner light, in that goodness, you see your own wrong. If there wasn't goodness present, there wouldn't be contrast to your own wrong, your own hate, your own impatience, your own phoniness. Are you with me? All right. Now, a lot of people, they hate seeing that they're wrong. And some people will never admit they're wrong. Never. See? And when they hear the truth, when they hear truth, or when their conscience makes them aware that they're wrong, well, they hate it and they gnash their teeth. And they do everything they can to try to prove themselves right and to put out that light, see? All right, well, a lot of us have done the same thing. A lot of us drink, smoke marijuana, take drugs, rush around, and, see, always doing something to try, you know, to make ourselves right. But some of us, at a certain point, we just don't feel right about what we've been up to, and we're willing to admit we're wrong. Well, when you are, then you respond to God's inner light. Just like a plant puts up its leaves and responds to God, to the light from the sun, likewise the human soul responds to God's light. Okay, so let's say you do. So you walk around, and a time in your life, a time of thoughtfulness, a time of soberness, see, a time of, well, of taking stock has arrived, and you walk around and you look at the world and you see people striving and hating each other, and see, and you see yourself just like them. When you were a little child, you hated them, and now you see you're like them, and so it makes you feel bad to see the way you are. Well, now you're realizing the truth. You're realizing the negative truth about yourself, your own impatience and hatefulness and shallowness and phoniness. See? Your own judgmentalness. You judged your parents harshly, and now you see that you're just like them. You realize the negative truth about yourself, and you see the negative truth about other people. Not much love out there, and people are misguided, and how they hurt each other, and so on. So you're seeing these negative truths. But you're seeing these negative truths in the light of a greater truth. See? In the light of this greater truth, you see the negative truths. And it's very comforting to know that there is truth. See, so now you know that there is truth. There is good and there is truth, and it shines a light upon the lies and upon the wrong and shows them for what they are. But now here's the other thing. Were you to begin to feel bad about what you see about yourself and not resent it, and not try to do anything about it, not rush out in the world to have people tell you that you're okay, but just bear the pain a little for a little while. Maybe have a little tear in your eye when you see your own wrong. If you were to reconcile with this inner light, then you would become a friend of this light, and the pain would go away, and remorse would become gladness. And you would realize that the light doesn't hate you, but that it forgives you. It just wants you to see that you've made some boo-boos, that's all. So you'll realize that there is such a thing as love. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. So you see, those people who deep down in their heart love truth, you see, they too become very hateful and very mean and do some very many bad things in their life. But somehow, see, they keep being called back and called back, and finally one day they face the music and they're willing to admit they're wrong in their heart. And they start to, well, that's the beginning of salvation. Now, how can I help? Well, first of all, I can describe this to you so that you can see what I'm saying. So you can see that there is good, that there is truth. And so that seeing it as I say it, see, you can sigh a sigh of relief and have joy. Have joy spring inside you when you hear these beautiful words. Okay? The other thing I can do is I have, the main thing that I have is a very nice meditation. Very nice meditation that helps you to find and to relate to this inner light of which I speak. See, a lot of people listen to me and they hear what I'm saying and they say, yes, yes, yes. See, or they have moments in their life when they do realize they're wrong and they change their ways, but then the world is too strong. See, the pressures, the enticements, the temptations, other people's wrong. See, it's just too strong, and it makes them excited and nervous and angry and hateful and gets them all caught up in it. You see what I mean? And so, what we all need is somehow is a way to learn how to relate to this inner light so that we can kind of relate to it all the time, so that we can go out in the world and be a mom, dad, husband, wife, and do business and, you know, be friends with people and talk about things and exercise and do all the things that we do, see, but always have this awareness of this inner light, like a beautiful strain of music, kind of always there. Well, that is possible, see. And it's not a forced thing. It's not where you have to try to remain aware. See, if you try to remain aware, then, you know, the egotistical, prideful thing of trying interferes. But if you could learn this meditation and practice it, you know, first thing in the morning to start the day off, and maybe a little bit at lunchtime, and then again in the evening, just for a few minutes in the morning, a few minutes at noon, a little bit in the evening, why, it would help you to calm down, to relate to the inner light, and it would also help you to be able to get a little bit of distance, a little bit of distance, so you could go out in the world without being so close, without getting caught up and snatched up into things, see, and pulled off balance. and it would help you to stand back from your own thoughts. See, now your own thoughts tempt you. Thoughts arise that tempt you and torment you and get you caught up in them. So you need to be able to stand back and observe thoughts. So this meditation that I have is very helpful. And so I exhort you to listen to it. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Well, here I am, ladies and gentlemen. The program is here for you. My website is there for you. My meditation is there for you. And also the books. I've written so many books. A couple of good books that I've written. Becoming a Friend of God is a very good one. The Best of Roland is another excellent book. I've written several. And you can easily order them. They're beautiful, very handsome books. And you can read about the things that I've been talking about on this program. And they're just so beautiful. It'll bring sheer joy to you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've run out of time, so please take advantage of what I have to offer. Visit our website, and until next time, may God bless.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.